consider the privacy issue extensively, distinguishing the type and degree of privacy needed as currently provided by cash versus e-cash. Central banks, the article mentions, with note issuance responsibilities, became privacy providers. But as they are shrinking their paper money business toward other forms of payment, they will need to become privacy regulators maximizes revenue, and in so doing, often underprices the risk to achieve it, as the cases of J.P. Morgan's London Whale and the Deutsche Bank's risky positions have shown. Banks in concert with markets quickly create newer, riskier, and more profitable products. It is the very nature of modern finance to transform its structure in response to prevailing regulation. Banks' continuing risky practices fuel instability in our economic system and will ultimately may lead us to another financial crisis. The regulatory structure, Minsky advocated, must be constantly evolving and always subject to sophisticated re-examination as the world of finance develops. The key role of banking is financing the economy's capital development, and this should be also the concern of the central bank. Minsky had proposed that the place to start in enhancing financial instability and the integrity of the markets would be to reconstitute the financial structure by forcing banks to perform their traditional role and for regulators to begin by breaking them down into smaller units, reforming their designated functions. We need banks that earn competitive rates of return, banks that focus not on the big risks, but on financing the economy's capital development. We need reforms that limit profiting without producing, but instead promote enterprise and industry over speculation. Private sector investment